This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Gil Hance and his business partner Jim Wagner run Hance Golf Course Design. If there is a busier firm in the game, I don't know who it is. I count 8 ongoing renovation projects, more than a dozen ongoing restoration projects, and at least 17 original projects, various phases of completion. It is a pleasure to welcome Gil Hance back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Gil.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. All right, as you and I talk, you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. At Southern Hills. What are you doing at Southern Hills?
So we're doing a restoration, one of our however many you just named, a number of active restorations. Although it's funny, we really got three projects under construction, which is where the lion's share of Jim and I spend our time. And it's Marion, Southern Hills, and Tokyo Golf Club. So while we are busy, we're managing our construction workload, which is ultimately where we spend most of our time. But we're looking at this Perry Maxwell design, putting back some of the bunker patterns. I'm actually sitting in a dozer right now working on bunkers in the front of 17 Green, rebuilding the greens themselves, focusing on the edges of the greens, the roll-offs that the Maxwell had created, removing some trees, restoring an alternate fairway on the second hole that Maxwell had built. So really, it's all about Perry Maxwell, which we're delighted. It's our first Perry Maxwell restoration, and we're really enjoying it. And not only Southern Hills, working with Russ Myers again, who was at Los Angeles Country Club, but also Tulsa's a really cool town. We're having a lot of fun here.
Good for you. When it's a restoration, Gil, are you in essence attempting to replicate the course as it was when it opened, or at some point in its life?
At some point in its life,
okay.
We've studied a lot of the photographs. This golf course was built during the Depression, like 1936. So we've looked at photos from a little bit later, and then we've also looked at some of the photos from the major championships that were held here, like 58 U.S. Open, on and on. So we're kind of gleaning as much as we possibly can from early aerial photographs, but not from opening day.
Let's talk about the playoffs a little bit on the PGA Tour. You've heard a lot about this, I know. You restored Ridgewood, last week's venue. This week's venue, TPC Boston, you and Brad Paxson renovated it. And you're restoring next week's venue, Aronimink. So I assume nobody renovates something that's 80 to 100 years old. Huh? We restore it.
For the most part, I'm sure there are some people who would feel okay with renovating.
Well, who are those? Who are those people, Gil?
We're not going to name them. No, we're not going to talk about that. But we, Jim and I, really feel very strongly about, you know, restoration and trying to protect, preserve, enhance as much as we can the works of these great old architects. So you're right. You know, Ridgewood with Tillinghast and Aronimink with Ross. We're both definitely restorations, and working with Brad Faxon at TPC Boston, which is a much more modern vintage golf course, we were tasked with something doing a little bit different, which would be to renovate, which, you know, restoration is where it's principally about the original architect's work and philosophy. But we do have to understand that the game has changed dramatically from their design, so sometimes we take a little bit of license, but it's always hopefully sympathetic. Either from a principal or from a stylistic standpoint to the original architect. And then renovation is when our ideas become the ones that we were following.
We'll talk about one of those. We're talking, by the way, with Gil Hance here on the Augusta Golf Show. Renovation. Opening up soon, a course you've done at Pinehurst. Pinehurst number 4, that's a renovation project. How are you happy with how that's turned out?
We are. Yeah, we're delighted with it. I'm going to head down there at the end of this week and just take one last look, go through mowing lines with the team down there and kind of check on everything before it opens up in about 3 weeks. So, we're delighted. And a lot of, you're right, it's a renovation because there was, you know, basically nothing of what Donald Ross had built in course number four. And literally the land isn't even the same as what he built in various iterations between Ross's design and when we worked on it. But it's everything that we focused on was predicated on the style of the Carolina Sandhills, you know, Bill Coore and Ben Crenshaw restored on course number two. So it's going to have that look and feel and, some of our own scale. It's a big property, so we feel excited about the scale of some of the features we've built and focusing a little bit on Donald Ross from an earlier vintage. Whereas the greens on course number two tend to repel a lot of shots, our greens will, there'll be contours around them that tend to gather or feed shots onto the green. So it's pretty exciting. We think visually it's really, really turned out. I think it'll be a wonderful change, and we're hopeful that when people get out to play it, that they have a lot of fun.
You know, you mentioned how, I guess organically, maybe not so organically, that course has changed through the years, doesn't really have Ross as its father anymore. Do you, when you take on a project such as this, Gil, and maybe you don't think this way, ambitious as it is, do you think this will be the last time somebody does really something drastic to a course like number four?
You'd never know. I'm sure Tom Pashley and Bob Dedman hope it's the last time anybody does anything to it. We're excited about what we've built, but you know as well as I do that thoughts change, styles change, trends change over a period of time. And who's to say, from 40 or 50 years from now, somebody might not think that it's, archaic or just doesn't quite fit the model of what golf is at that timeline.
Another course that you've done. You got a lot of courses, Gil, but this is one that's not far from here and not a course that many will ever see, but it's a course with a unique name and a unique life coming up. It's called the Oopie Match Club. Tell the listener a little bit about the Oopie Match Club.
So the Oopie River runs right along the edge of the site. So that's where the name comes from. And Michael Walrath, the owner, really wanted to build a golf course that was in a club that was revolved completely around match play. So while it may sound like an internet dating site, it is not. It's basically the Hoopie Match Club is for people to come, bring groups, bring friends, or find a match at the club. And it's a golf course that gave Jim Wagner and I sort of a little bit of freedom. It was a bit liberating to design a course where you weren't worried that somebody was going to write an 8 or a 9 on their scorecard. It was, okay, I just lost that hole. Well, let's move on. So we were able to be, overall, we really prefer the strategic thought process as it relates to design. So this is certainly strategic, but it's also, I think we've melded in some heroic shots where it's more risk, really just sort of do or die. And, if you're playing a match, you can decide whether you want to take on that challenge or whether you don't based on where the match stands, your skill set versus your opponent's skill set, et cetera. And so it was interesting to ask a lot of those questions as we were designing it. And it is, it's perhaps the finest natural canvas we've ever designed on. It's all sand, perfect topography for golf. The vegetation is beautiful. We've got Rhett Baker, was formerly at Palmetto Golf Club, is now the superintendent down there and has just done a wonderful job nurturing it through the grow-in. So we're really excited about it for a lot of reasons.
Do you like the hop, skipping, and jumping, Gil, from restoring great old properties to creating new ones to renovating some? Did it take a little while to get used to that?
We're really lucky right now. We're in that sweet spot where we're getting to work on a variety of projects, and I think you work your whole career to get to this point. But I like it a lot. And somebody was talking to me the other day about as busy as we are, do you worry about getting burned out? And I said, the thing with our profession is that these projects in construction can last anywhere from 4 or 5 months to 12 to 16 months. And so you're constantly turning the page. You're going to the next one. And, you know, you're looking forward to getting to Marion, and okay, now Marion's winding down. Now we're looking forward to getting to Tulsa and Southern Hills, and then you know, we'll be looking forward to getting to Oakland Hills in a couple of years. And so you just you're always rejuvenated by the opportunities that are coming forward. And each and every project has its unique set of circumstances, unique set of design goals, parameters. So that keeps us fresh. And it's exciting. We're on an amazing roll right now. We've been very fortunate in that we've got these types of opportunities. So I can't say anything but yes, we're excited and happy about them.
Well, I'm excited and happy. I mentioned to you off the air in the next 6 weeks or so, I'm hoping to see Ahoopee, and I'm going to get down to Pinehurst or up to Pinehurst and see number 4. I can't wait. Haven't even played the cradle yet. I'm looking forward to the cradle, for goodness sake. He is Gil Hance from the Hance Golf Course Design Firm. Gil, I appreciate you taking some time in the busy schedule to do this. Thank you for doing this.
Always good to talk to you, John. Thank you very much.